Back now with Day to Day. People are not buying cars like they used to. Carmakers released their June sales figures today, and the numbers are expected to be the lowest in 16 years. One big problem, many of these vehicles get poor gas mileage. Car dealers might be moving more vehicles if only they had the right models on their lots. NPR's Celeste Headley reports.
This is a car dealership in Los Angeles. Lining the sidewalk are rows and rows of gleaming pickup trucks that can haul full sheets of drywall. And on this side, you've got SUVs that can carry 5 to 7 of your closest friends. These vehicles get somewhere between 10 and 15 miles per gallon. And just a few months ago, they were hot sellers. But then, suddenly, in May, gas hit $3.75 a gallon.
I've been in the business now for almost 30 years, and I have never seen an abrupt about-face by consumers in terms of what it is they want to buy like we've seen over the last 2 months.
John Wolkanowicz is a senior automotive analyst at Global Insight. He says now nearly everyone wants a car that gets at least 30 miles per gallon.
Everybody got caught very surprised, the whole industry.
It costs about $50 now to fill the tank of even a smaller car. Tom Wilkinson with General Motors says his company knew Americans would eventually want more fuel-efficient vehicles, but they didn't know they'd want them now. Full-size truck sales seem to be doing well.
They had been declining very gradually over the last couple of years, and it was a manageable decline, and it was still a very profitable market and a very large market.
But then in May, gas began to inch toward $4 a gallon, and the trucks stopped moving.
Cars like Corollas and Chevy Cobalts and Ford Focuses and Honda Civics were selling at twice the rate they were manufacturing them.
John Wolkanowicz says auto sales were low last month, partly because dealerships didn't have enough smaller cars in stock. And Wilkinson at GM says the only people buying full-size trucks and SUVs now are the ones that really need them.
The guy like me who goes to Home Depot twice a month and brings home a bag of mulch probably won't buy a full-size truck for personal use.
And Stuart Shore of Chrysler says the big question is, will truck sales rebound once the price of gas falls or at least stabilizes?
Is this a cyclical change that we often see in the auto industry, and is it related to the current slowdown in housing starts, which is very much linked to pickup truck sales, or is it something more permanent?
Judging by their recent moves, it seems clear that many automakers think the change is permanent. Trucks still account for more than half of GM's annual sales right now, but the company recently transferred engineers from large truck divisions to work on smaller cars. And CEO Rick Wagoner says he'll close 4 factories that build large pickups and SUVs. That probably won't translate into lost jobs, but it will mean a lot of transfers and conversions. That's expensive. And analyst Ron Harber says it's not as easy to turn a profit on a Ford Focus as it is on a Ford F-150.
Because remember, they've got to sell 10 of those to make the profit they do on some large SUV.
John Wolkanowicz says this change in consumer demand couldn't come at a worse time for the domestic automakers who are still implementing turnaround plans.
We're kind of navigating uncharted waters right now. The auto companies and suppliers are in a very difficult time, and I think you could argue they're in a fight for their lives.
Most agree that full-size trucks and SUVs will start to sell again as soon as the home construction industry rebounds and contractors need new vehicles. But even automakers say the days of seeing one person commuting to work in a 7-passenger vehicle are probably numbered. Celeste Headley, NPR News, Los Angeles.